Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Time. Amen. We bring you on, bring you greetings from our pastor, Dr. Mary Ogburn, and our co-pastor, Co-Pastor Mary Williams. Amen. We thank God for just another day. We give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give honor to our apostle and our pastor, Pastor Johnson, my husband, Elder Mack, Prophetess Loretta, Brother Ty, Sister Jackie, and Brother Thomas. All of those that are in Sunshine of Memory, Sunshine of Faith Ministries, and all of those outside of Sunshine of Faith Ministries. We just thank God for having this opportunity to bring you the Word of God again. Amen. We just thank God for our services we have coming up and the services we have on a regular basis. We want to invite you out to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. is our Facebook Live service online. Every Sunday at 1:30 at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, we have our in-person service. Come out and hear the Word of God, and that's at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland at the Forest Park Senior Center. Amen. Every Monday through Saturday, we're right here on Blog Talk Radio. Continue to join in and listen in. Share the number with a friend, family, or foe. We all need to hear the Word of God. We all need direction from God. We all need help from God. Amen. Every Monday at 7 p.m., every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and every Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m., we have services on our prayer line. Monday is the Miracle Prayer Line. Tuesday is the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line with our co-pastor, Co-Pastor Mary Williams. Every Thursday is our Bible study with Co-Pastor Mary Williams. Every Friday is the Change Prayer Line, amen, with our apostle, Dr. Mary Ogburn. And you can call in on 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Again, the number to call in on our prayer line for our services on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. is 267-807-9611. Amen. We want to invite you out to our fall. We're having a revival, and we have our pastors from Florida, Lakeland, Florida, pastor and co-pastor Terry White is coming up from Florida to give us a service. They are two powerful ministers of God, pastors of God in our number two church, amen. And we want you all to come out and support, come out and get an impartation from the Lord, get a message from the Lord, some guidance from the Lord, whatever the Lord has them to do, and whatever you're seeking the Lord to do for you, maybe the Lord has something for you there on one of those days, November 14th through the 18th, at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. November 14th through the 18th. For more information, you can call myself, Minister Yvette Smith, at 240-554-7416, or you can call our apostle at 301-732-0461. Amen. You can also reach out to her for prayer or anything else you want to know about the church. Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn is always willing, able, and ready to serve others. Amen. So we just thank God for the announcements. We're going to pray before we go forth in the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, come as we know how. I come to you as humble as I know how. Ask you, Lord God, to forgive me for anything I may have said, thought that was not pleasing in your sight. I ask you, Lord God, that I decrease while you increase, and that you will have me speak what you want me to speak for the upbuilding of your kingdom, for the deliverance of souls. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for his word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank God for his keeping power, his protecting power in our lives. Amen. We got to continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all our needs will be met. Food, clothing, and shelter will be met. All we have to do is focus on him, and he will give us our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not the things of the kingdom only, but also his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added on to us. The food, clothing, shelter will be taken care of. Amen. We thank God for reassuring us that we know the Lord's promises will never be broken, because his word, he says that he would never let his word be void. Amen. He promised those things to those that follow and love him and seek to do his will, and he's going to perform that which he said. Amen. And I just wanted to bring you forth the word that God has given me. I sat and I was pondering earlier today about all of the things that have been going on that were not so good, and asking the Lord, what is it that's going on? But I know what's going on. Amen. Because the word of God tells us what's going on, being that we're in the last days. Amen. We're going to be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. If these are not some terrible times, I don't know what you call them. People will be lovers of themselves. This is verse 2. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, talking about each other, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such. Amen. We can see all of these things, all these characteristics that the Lord had put in the word of God, that what was going to happen in the end days. And if these are not signs of the times, I don't know what they are, because we know the Bible is true. The Bible says so, and look, after thousands of years of the Bible being written, look, it's showing right here that we're in these times. People are lovers of themselves. They don't care about other people. We find that people don't care about other people. They don't see about other people. They see someone getting hurt and don't do anything about it. They're lovers of money. They take you down for some money. They do whatever it is to get some money. They hurt other people for money. They have other people locked up for money. Boastful. Boast on what they have and try to make other people look bad. They're proud. Don't want to hear or listen or take advice from anyone. Admit that they're wrong. Abusive. We see this every day. It's not just spousal abuse, but it's abuse towards one another, not just in the physical, but also verbally and mentally. We can verbally abuse someone with our words. we see people, actually, I've just seen on the news how a lady was beat off the Metro bus because she was telling the young teenagers to stop cursing around these other young children. They don't want to hear anything we have to say. They're unholy, without love, unforgiving. We have people holding on to grudges every single day. I've held on to grudges before. And the Lord has, because I have the Holy Spirit, has corrected me. And the only way we're going to get corrected is by having the Holy Spirit. Because our flesh, God told, the Lord said, there's no good thing in the flesh. Amen. Slanderous, talking about each other without self-control. People doing things that, what they call obituary liars, and those that just have an urge to just steal, those that have an addiction, those that, and they want to stop, but they can't stop because they can't control themselves. Those are spirits that have taken over. These demons are real. Demons are real. They're brutal. Not lovers of good. Don't nobody want to hear anything about Jesus Christ anymore because they feel like they're being controlled. Jesus didn't come on the scene to control us. The word of God is not here to control us. It's to keep us from harming ourselves, keep us from falling into the trap of the enemy, falling into the traps of the devil. Every commandment the Lord has given us is for our safety. They're treacherous, they're rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. People don't want to go to church, but they want to go to the club. They don't want to go to church, but they want to go to the football game. They're too tired to get up and go to church, but they're not too tired to go to Walmart. They're not too tired to go and see that girl or that boy, that man or that woman. They're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of themselves, rather than lovers of God. They're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. When God is the one that breathes the breath of life in us, he's the one that can give us all those things that we desire, but he's going to give it to us in a way that is not sinful, that doesn't cause us to become idolatrous, where we idolize these things, that we put those things in front of God. Everything we have is because of God. And until we realize that, we're going to have trouble in our lives. And when we do have trouble in our lives, we need to ask the Lord's help, because he is the maker and creator of all things. He knows our end from the beginning. We can't do anything in ourselves. We can't do anything in our own selves, and if we try, we usually mess it up. I know I have done it many a time. Tried to do things on my own, and I messed it up. I made it worse. So we have to see the times we're in. And people are in church talking about they are followers of Jesus Christ, but they're still doing the same thing. They're still talking about each other. They still don't have any self-control. They're unforgiving, having a form of godliness, but denying the power within. Have nothing to do with such people. The Lord told us not to have anything to do with these people. We should not have anything to do. The Bible tells us not to have anything to do with these types of people. Because guess what? Even though we sometimes would like to think that we're helping people by being around them and trying to be an example to them, but you can be an example from a distance. You don't have to sit around and indulge in the same sinful things that people are doing, or try to think that you're going to change people, because we can't change anyone. Only person that can change anyone is the Lord. We can tell them. We can be an example of how to walk this thing out. But until they make the choice and until God draws them near to him, we can't do anything. We only plant the seed, and God does the water and all that, and blooms them up and brings them forth. We can only plant seeds. So we just thank God for his word, and planting the seed is giving people the word of God, not giving people our thoughts. It's the word of God. The word of God says, lovers of money. There are going to be people lovers of money. He said, these types of people you should not be around. Amen? We got to be careful of the company we keep, because we think that people are our friends, and they're really not. They're just waiting and scoping out and seeing what they can do to get you to fall, especially those that don't follow after Jesus Christ. Just like Samson and Delilah. Samson, he thought he had a wonderful woman. All that time she was plotting to see where his weakness was so they can take him down. That's what they be doing, they plotting. So you got to be careful of the company you keep. If you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ, be that follower of Jesus Christ. If you say you have the Holy Ghost, show people you have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will teach you how to stay holy, will help you stay holy. When you're going to do something wrong, the Holy Ghost says, that's not right. The Word of God says this. We bring the Word of God to your remembrance. You have to read the Word, so that his word will be hidden in your heart, that you might not sin against him. And if you don't know, Jesus is in the pardon of your sins. You need to give your life to him, because we're in the last days. And only those that does the will of his Father is considered followers of him. We got to do the will of his Father. If we're doing other things opposite of what the Bible tells us to do, we're not true followers. We're in error of the word of God. Yes, we all sin and fall short of the glory, but the Bible also says, shall we continue in sin once we receive the Holy Ghost? Shall we continue in sin? No, we should not. The choices we have to make, and yes, I've been in church over 35 years actually. And many of those years, I guess I was considered one of those who thought I had a form of godliness, but I was denying the power thereof. I kept doing the same thing over and over. And guess what? God is not going to force us to live for him. We have to love him for ourselves. We have to desire him for ourselves. We have to desire to have a better life. And we can have a better life through Jesus Christ. And when I finally seen that, he was always there waiting on me. He always had a plan for me. He had plans for good and not of evil. And those people that I was chasing after, those men I was chasing after, those friends I was chasing after, helping me to do wrong, edging me on to do wrong, those were not my real friends. They were being used by the devil. And until I opened up my eyes to see that Jesus loved me more than I even loved myself, things continually went downhill. And until I gave my life over to him completely, him asking me broken down and crying and getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of us, said, are you finally ready to listen to me? Are you finally ready to do it my way? And when I learned to do it his way, I learned to lean and depend on Jesus, things got better. Not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. But I've learned some things over the time that I've been in and out of church. And yes, some of us may have to learn the hard way. some of us will learn the hard way, because you know what? A lot of people don't like to listen to other people. We don't want to take each other's advice, especially as young adults. We don't want to hear anyone else's advice because we feel like we're grown now. We don't have to listen to adults. The adults have been where you're going, and they're trying to spare you the heartache and the pain life. Trying to spare you the heartache and the pain. Just like the Lord told Adam and Eve not to eat from the garden, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they didn't listen. They went against what God told them. They ended up cursing humankind, being kicked out of the garden, having to work by the brow of their sweat of their brow. If it was already so, they had to work by the sweat of their brow, God wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have punished them with that if it was already so. God had a whole totally different plan for us. He had a plan for us to live in the Garden of Eden with happiness and peace and everything being right there at our disposal, us not struggling to make men eat, find food, that's a whole different thing. And then he blocked off the tree of life. Eternal life. We were going to live forever. If he didn't feel like, if it wasn't so that we weren't going to live forever, he wouldn't have had the need to block it off. So the things that we go through, we don't always have to. Some things we do and some things we don't. God has sent a warning before destruction. Know how to listen to each other or take into consideration what someone is saying to you. Ponder on it. Think on it. Ask the Lord, is that right? Stop fighting against each other. And live a life that's pleasing to God. Don't think you know everything. Don't become addicted to TV and the game and all that other stuff. Focus on Jesus Christ. Focus on the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness and all these other things will be added. Food, clothing, and shelter. That's what he was talking about in the previous verses. So we just thank God for his word of God. Everything we need is in the word of God. If you ask the Lord to come into your life and save you, repent of your sins, he will do that. When you start reading his word and asking him to reveal his secrets, his word to you, give you understanding of his word, he'll do that. All you have to do is ask and turn your life over to him. Amen. So we can thank God for the word of God. Don't be one of these people that God says, do not be part of them. Don't be one of these people that God doesn't want his holy people to be around. We have to decide in our hearts that we're going to do the right thing by God first and by others. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all that. So that's the first commandment. The second one was love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as though it was you. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And that doesn't mean talking about behind their back. It means go to them when you see them at fault. Go to them in love. Not in the fight. Not in spite. Because some people will come to you and correct you in spite and do it in a nasty tone. Or say something to you in a nasty tone. Or just do it to hurt your feelings. So we just thank God for the word of God. Amen. It's 9:06. And we just thank God for the 30 minutes that we have been on here. Hopefully you got something out of it. We came from 2 Timothy verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. We are in the last days. Don't be one of these people, these negative people, or these ungodly people. The last days. You can always change your life around as long as you have breath in your body to say, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned against you. Please accept me into your kingdom. Save me and guide me and lead me in the path that you would have me to go in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank God for everything. Thank God for our apostle, our pastor, Pastor Williams. Amen. Join us tonight on our Bible study at 7 p.m. Amen. And as our apostle says, when she gets off the mind, I love you and I see you when I see you. Amen. Bye-bye.